I begin by asking you how...
Yes, you do, please. Yes, I'd rather you did.
Yes, how do I address you? Is it Nurse?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Nurse or Mrs. which you like.
Yes. Were you
Yeah.
born on Anglesey?
I was. In Bodedon. Did you want to hear that?
Yes.
In Bodedon. A primrose place, Bodedon is still there now. Three little houses.
Were you born into a big family?
Yes. Five of us, and we are all alive.
What did your parents do?
My father was of like a, well not a farmer, a small farmer's son, you see. And he was a man of all trade in the end, because my grandfather was like that. He could do anything, but he did help most in the, with the graveyard in the end, and he used to ring the bell in the church. He was a bell ringer for years, my father was. And my great grandfather, he was a bookbinder. He's buried in Bodedon. And I used to think in the old days that bookbinding was a very common thing. But since I've grown up and gone through the world, I thought he was a very clever man. Those years, you see. He's buried in Bodedon, and he was the only bookbinder around here.
Did you go to school in Bodedon?
Yes. I went to school in Bodedon until I was 14.
Did you enjoy school?
Yes, I did. I would have liked to have gone much farther, but I couldn't. My grandparents said they couldn't afford it, but I think they could have afforded just the idea of me leaving home. I'd have to stay in Holyhead for a few nights and no bike, you see.
Is that how most children got to the school there?
Yes, and most of the children, you see, went from Bodedon to Holyhead, but there were no buses them days. They had to walk to Valley Station to the train, unless their people could afford to buy them bicycles, isn't it?
Did you have any ambitions at school?
I did. I wanted to be a teacher or a nurse.
So what did you do when you left school?
Well, I went to Liverpool. I was promised that I could learn, I could be a nurse if I went. And I went to the Bishop of Liverpool's household in Liverpool. I met them in Rhosneagr when they were on holiday. And that's how I got in. And she took to me, and she took me to Liverpool. And they were very good to me. I was married. I forgot about the nursing. They were so good, and I was so happy that the nursing went, you see.
So what were you doing there?
Well, I was doing all kinds, really. There was a staff there, you know, of servants. But I was really looking after the old lady more than anything. And doing, afterwards, I did, see, the war came. And they couldn't get people. People went to do ammunition and all that. So there's more money. So I helped the parlour work. What do you call him, the butler went off. There's no butler there. So I really helped with the dining room, with the food and all that, you know. I enjoyed it very much. I forgot about my nursing. I was so happy. And see, good, nice people visited, you see, they were always very kind.
Did you miss Anglesey?
Well, no, I didn't miss Anglesey at all, because my outlook was to get away and to do something different. You see, I was never homesick.
How long were you in Liverpool?
1980, from 18 to 33, what is that called?
15 years.
More than that. 18 and 10, 28. Yes, you're right. 15 years. Yes. I was married in 1923. From the Bishop's Palace. In the Welsh Church in Liverpool. It's not there now. A lovely Welsh church. Dewi's, Eglwys Dewi Sant. And Bishop married me there, and the vicar. And quite a lot of people had come there from all over, like, because I was being married in the Welsh churches, they didn't have a lot of. And the bishop marrying me, that was something for them to come. Then I went to Liverpool, to London for my honeymoon. My husband came from Hastings.
How did he get back into nursing?
When I lost my husband in 1933, in 1933, my husband died suddenly. I don't want to go into that. And it was a sad, very sad deal. And then, you see, I gave up my home in Liverpool and came to Anglesey for my people. Well, I wasn't happy here. I wanted my own place and I wanted to be doing something. So I went back to nursing. I went to do midwifery. I went to London for my training.
How long did that take?
Pardon?
How long did that take? The
It took
training.
2 years because I took midwifery and I took a little bit of school nursing and general, you know, so that I was capable to take a district on Anglesey. I wanted to be on Anglesey because my son was at school by then, he's in Bodedon. He was only 4 and a half when his father died.
After your training, did he come straight back to Anglesey?
Yes, I came back to Anglesey, to Rosa Ball. Well, I did a little bit around the border, like not Llandudno, no, Rhyl and that area, Flintshire, because my superintendent for Anglesey, she was superintendent for Flintshire as well, you see. And then she was short of a nursing there, and then I went there for a bit. There was a gap in Anglesey.
What was it like in Rosa Ball?
Very quiet. People very kind. Very kind indeed. They'd share anything with you. And they relied on you. They depended on you. Always worrying you for something. For the least, I think really they wanted just to get to the house, something to talk about those days, you see. The men were kind, very kind. Nobody'd let me wheel my bike or carry my bag if they were about. There wasn't kinder people any of them was about. The older generation, they're going now, you see.
Was it a lot smaller then?
Lot smaller then. Oh yes, they've built. Oh dear, dear, they've built houses and houses. I don't know what's about today, although I only live 3 miles away, you see. But I left Rosa Ball when I retired because I felt I'd have to have another nurse there. And you see, the other nurse would never be able to enjoy it. They would always be running to me. And it wouldn't be fair to another nurse. They wouldn't, she'd be all right for the first time, you see, but they would get tired and then they'd be on to me. I mean, it wouldn't be fair to anybody to start afresh there. So I left and came here. I bought this plot of land and built this bungalow on it.
How big an area did he have when you were in Rosa Ball?
It was quite 4.5 miles around the area, you see, 5 miles in some places. You see the area, and I did it on a bicycle, you know. And not like today. You went twice a day those days to the mothers and babies. And you visit them for, there was one time we visited them for 14 days. Daily. Well, I don't think they do it now. And then you could come cut down to 10 days. But by the time you see, the St David's Hospital had opened by then in Bangor. See, when I came to Rosa Ball in 1933, there was no St David's Hospital there, and all the babies were born at home. And there was only the workhouse at Valley that they could go. And I fought hard. I never wanted a baby to be born in the workhouse, because the word workhouse to me, in the old, it was a terrible name. And I wouldn't like a child of mine, and I managed just to, I had to send to the workhouse, and the mother and baby died there. It was a bad case, you see. And the other little boy was born there. But I used to visit him, I see him on the district, and he always came back to me. Fancy Humphreys, the only one, shouldn't have mentioned name really, was born in Valley. You know, it's a great thing to keep them from, and to me those days. Because I used to remember Liverpool, I can't think, something Hill in Liverpool, Walton Hill, where, 'cause everybody dreaded going there. Things have changed, things have improved, you see.
What did Anglesey
Wonderful.
people think about the workhouse?
Well, those days everybody was afraid, and oh, it was a blow if anybody had to go to the valley, you know. Valley was the name those days. Oh dear, dear, it was worse than anything I can think of. But today, you see, the Valley Hospital is lovely. It's a different view altogether. I've been there and I find how happy people are there. It's really a treat to go there and see how things have changed, isn't it? People are so kind today.
Did you use a bike all the time you were at Rosoball?
I used the bicycle from 1935 until 1950, and I tried to save hard for a car because my son was in the army. He was taken to the army from the grammar school in Holyhead, and I did want a car when he came home. I thought I'd like him to think that I'd improved a little bit, and I managed to buy a car. And I paid 410 for it. Just think of it.
What sort of car was it?
It's a lovely little standard. And then I exchanged it in 12 months because I was lucky. I had put my name in two places to get a car. You couldn't get it those days, so during the war, you see. And I managed to get it in 12 months after, and that was an Austin 10. That was a great car, we thought, you see, the Austin 10, and I had that when my son came home from the army, so he taught me to drive, you see, and yes, it's much easier then, you see, with the car. But then they added to my district then again. The Rosoball practically finished, you see, it went to a much bigger area, you see, so I did a little bit so here and there in Rosoball, relieving different places after I retired, really, for a couple of years.
How many districts were there?
Well, when I started, I'm sure there's about 20. Well, we see, we'd only had these small areas. See, there'd be Amlwch, Rosoball, Llanach y Mail. Well, now it's one area, see the lot of it. And then there's Menna Bridge and Bon Morris were nearly one. Those Menna Bridge was one. Bob Morris was one. Then the Bryn Celyn area that way. There's three or four areas that way again, you see.
What was your most common sort of problem?
No problem. Getting about, I think. See, the weather, you see, was bad with the, if you had it bad, but I kept well in health considering, you know. You know, people were very good. See, people didn't have cars. And if it was snow, they could only help me by bringing a horse to meet me, or a tractor, isn't it? Halfway. And then perhaps we could, then perhaps it, somebody would shovel the snow. And, you know, it was very hard in the winter, you know, some places. Perhaps you could come from Llanach y Mail the way, you see, but you wouldn't be able to come near Amlwch, perhaps, or you could get to Amlwch and you couldn't get to Llanach y Mail. They were hard times, you know. And there were no telephones, you see, when I first came. I didn't get a telephone until 19. Well, I couldn't tell you really. I was years without a telephone in Rosoball. Well,
How do people get in touch with you?
they had to fetch me. They had to come, see, in their own way. With the bike mostly, then I'd go with them on the bike, you see. But we did have a telephone to the post office when it first came, and then people were making use of it then. But the post office people didn't like it again. They had to come give me my messages, you see. People left messages, well, that wasn't right again. So they didn't like the telephone. Then the Tribune County then had to give us telephones. But really, it was. I was there years without you.
What was the most prevalent case you had to treat? Was it usually just childbirth?
Well, it was she's been bleeding, you know, what do you call it then? What do you call it now, it was the babies, you see, that like they were, well, you have to have the doctor, she said, I only had to call Mr. Ovies once to a case, and he was the superintendent of Bangor had started, you see, St. David's Hospital, and he came once to me on the district, to me, I don't know how many he went to others, Mr. Dr. Lewis on Llanuwchllyn called him. It was a case right in the fields. Postpartum hemorrhage. But anyway, he survived. We took the mother to Bangor next day in the ambulance. It's a terrible place to get the ambulance into. It was in the fields outside Carrigleth in the bogs there. And there were English people just come here. And there was an old lady there and she fell down and broke her arm. We had a terrible night of it. But she's survived and she lived and brought her children and they left to England again. They were English people.
What was your most unusual case?
Unusual case. what shall I tell you now? Well, I've had cases in the bus, you know. Babies in the bus has been born. I've had them born in the car on the way. The mother have come to see me. Father has brought her to see me, thinking that if she could just see me, she'd be all right. But you know, the baby's been born in the car before we got home. No, yeah. Scream, isn't it? They're happy days, you know. Happy days. And the money was small, but still, don't worry.
Did that get better as time went on?
Oh yes, yes. Yes, when I first came, it was only like £2 a week, and I had to pay my rooms out of that, 5 shillings. Out of that, you see, and my insurance and all that, isn't it? But there wasn't a lot, you see, to live, was there? But I was lucky. My people were comfortable, and I could always go and get something I wanted. And the people were very good, farmers those days. There were farmers those days. There were, you know, people with feeling. You see, today it's the men servants of the old farms that are farmers today. See, the old farmers, they were very generous. What they had was yours. Potatoes, anything they had, butter and milk. You never came from a farm in the old days without something in your hand. They knew the district nurse. And the minister used to get the same. Minister was well looked after those days too. We were the poor ones, weren't we?
When did that change? Was there a sort of point when it all changed?
Yes, well, it changed, you see, when the war came. When the war came, this last war would be, wouldn't it? And people had been paying insurance. It changed then, because some of the farmers could go on their pension, they'd been paying this new scheme, you see. And then the younger generation took the farms on. That's when it changed. The farming changed altogether. And our money was better by then. I think I was getting nearly £5 a week by then. Well, today, see, my pension is 3 times as that, more. When you think of it, isn't it? So I was paying my super annuity, you see. I always paid that. It's a good thing I've done it, you know. Otherwise, you see, that helps in my pension today. In one way, it's a great help. But I suppose if I hadn't got anything, I'd get it from somewhere. I find those that haven't got anything are just as well off today.
Did you have a union?
Well, I suppose you would call it a union, wouldn't you? The midwives, the midwife had, no, what did we call it? It was like a union for the midwives, you see. I don't think. The nurses had, but we didn't pay that. We were more district midwives on the district, you see. No, the things changed after that.
When you first arrived at Rosabol, were you taken over from another nurse?
Pardon?
Did you take over from another nurse at Rosabol, or were you the first
Yes,
there?
I did, yes. The nurse had just got married. The district was only 12 months old. She'd only been there 12 months.
Did you find it hard to get accepted?
Pardon?
Did you find it hard to get accepted?
No, I didn't. They were very good, they were. They were pleased to have a nurse, you see, because they hadn't had a nurse. The nurse before me was the first one. Only they didn't know how to treat a nurse. It was all new to them, you see. They thought, seemed to think you were on duty morning, noon and night. They'd come to the door any old time, you see. But it didn't matter as long as you could help, isn't it? They got used to it. She get bad tempered sometimes, but they knew me.
Were there any superstitions around? Did people still use folk remedies?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, really. Can't remember anything like that.
What was Anglesey like during the war? Did the war affect?
Oh, yes, it did. Of course, we had evacuees here, you see, during the war. So there was plenty to eat here, you know. See, they came from Liverpool and whatever, but they used to get very lonely when they came. That was the trouble. But they used to, I had my house packed through the war. Friends from Liverpool I opened my house to. They would come, you see, perhaps for 2 or 3 weekends, they'd get tired, you know, then go back to Liverpool. Then they'd start bolting in Liverpool again, they'd come back again. I left my an open house to my friends from Liverpool, friends had been kind to me. Then they got very bad in after 2 years after the war had started. South of England got it badly, they said. So my in-laws were South of England people, and I opened my house to them. They came for the first lap for 9 months, then they went back. They came back again, they were here nearly 2 years, my in-laws, from Hastings, that we see. So I had my house full all through the war.
Did the evacuees mean a lot more work?
Well, I didn't work, I opened the house for them and looked after themselves. I never fed them or did them. They were to look after themselves. There was a bed for them, you see, and a room to eat, isn't it? That's what I gave them, you see. And Liverpool people were very good, very kind. They always had a meal for me, poor things, if they could. And I used to get vegetables, you see, in from the farmers. And very often, if anyone was killing a pig or anything, I'd always get a piece of pork or something like that. No, the people were very kind in Rosabal. The old Rosabal people.
That change after the war.
Changed after the war, yes. It was the new lots growing up then, you see. They've been brought up a different way, haven't they? More for them. You see, there was milk cheap and different things after the war for them, you see. The babies had this dried milk, and some of them got it cheaper. So I suppose there's no work, and then they were poor, weren't they? They used to pay me 15 shillings a week if I had my case at home without a doctor. And I thought that 15 bob was an awful lot of money. But if they had the doctor, you see, they'd have to pay £1. So I used to try and manage. And I did too, manage very well considering.
Were most of your patients Welsh?
All Welsh those days. Up to the war, you see. But when the war came, you see, they came as evacuees, a lot of them. And then they never went back. And it got on from that, you see. And then people left the towns, didn't they? The relations. I suppose Rosabol is all English today. I don't know who lives there. See, all those houses are built, aren't they?
In your time as a district nurse, what were the greatest changes you noticed?
See, it's the war that changed everything, didn't it? The war changed everything. The men went. And then the land, you see, they worked more on the land, didn't they? The men did. Farming took up more men, didn't it? And then the camps, you see, during the war. You see, people were out of work during the war, before the war in Roosevelt. Be sitting on the wall by my, or most, a lot of the men. When you see the camp, when the war came, opened somewhere in near Valley, and everybody got a job. And a lot of them went away after. Yeah. So things changed completely, didn't it? Everything changed after.
What about on the medical side?
Well, the medical side was wonderful. We had wonderful doctors in Amrough. Sir Thomas, oh, he was a marvel. He was a dear father, and he had two sons, doctors. Marvellous sons he had again. And then Dr. He was a genius. He was born in Llandeusant. And I knew his, my family and his family knew one another. And, you know, I adored Dr. He was a wonderful man. He was kind, didn't say much, and worked hard. He died young, you know, about 60. A man that understood the people. We were very fortunate. And we're still fortunate. We've got lovely young doctors here now. Dr. Howell from Chemmas, he was Sir Thomas's son. He was a lovely, so kind, you know. Nothing was too much for them.
Is there still a district nurse as such?
Pardon?
Is there still a district nurse as such? Or is it now just surgeries?
Oh no, they have district nurses now. Because doctor offered me the other day a nurse to do my leg. We're awfully fortunate here, you know. We've got a team of young doctors again. They've been to see me. I think they're marvellous. We're most fortunate, I think. I think the young people today, they're very kind, you know. There's only an odd one, I think. But mind you, people can be awkward too, can't they? It isn't the doctors, you see, that's awkward. The people can be very awkward. I only had about one, say a couple of awkward people, all the 20 years I was in Roosevelt. But they were the same family, the same people all through the years, the awkward ones.
Why were they awkward? Just for the sake of being awkward?
I don't know, they demanded more, you see. They wouldn't look for you when you were there, but if you'd gone out somewhere, oh, they'd be looking for you. They wanted to cause trouble. But there were always something, you see, with them. Only one or two of them. And I think they're still there in Roosevelt. I don't think they'll get rid of them. They'll grow up, a little bit will come from somewhere all the way. Nothing gives me more pleasure now, and if I go to the library somewhere, a young lad, I say a young man like you, would come to me and said, "Hello, nurse, how are you?" I said, "Very well, thanks, how are you?" I just can't think of it, you know. He said, "You remember me, don't you?" "Well, not quite," I said. I said, "Oh, yes." And, you know, it's lovely, really, and to see them and to think they remember you still, isn't it? I used to shout at them, you know, run after them. Yeah. My son used to, Ronnie used to say to me, "Don't shout at them, mother," he said. "Don't." Well, I said, "They are naughty, the ones running round my house." They were. So this night, my son said to me, "Mother," he said, "when those boys have grown up men, do you know what they'll be saying?" I said, "No." They'll be saying, "Do you remember a big fat woman living in that end house with a white apron? She used to run after us. They'll remember you like that," you know. I said, "Yeah, don't worry me how they remember me."
Do you still stay in touch with the other district nurses?
Oh yes, but there's very few of them. Because I'm 84, you see, and you see, most of them, very few of them here. You know? I have a nurse who's Pensan. I see her; she's lovely to work with. And Nurse Williams has stayed. I went to the clinic to see her. They're much younger than me, you see, and they're lovely young people they were to work with, really. It's only those two now, I think, because I don't know, a lot of them have died, you know. There was a lovely little nurse we had in Llanfairpwll, Nurse Williams from Caramel. She was buried last year.